Well, internalized is an issue where how it looks in the state capital and how it looks in the rest of the state are totally different things. And the public generally supports term limits. People love the idea that politicians shouldn't stick around forever. They all feel like people go and become entrenched in the capital culture and become corrupt and forget why they're there and pursue their own agendas and all those kind of things. So for that reason, term limits, if you poll on term limits, remains very popular. But if you ask people in and around the state capitol, everybody pretty much hates it. Legislators don't like it because it does limit their power. They can't build up seniority and knowledge and so forth. And so the result is power shifts to other players, whether it's staff that gets to stick around forever and knows more about a subject than the legislators they're working for, whether it's executive branch agencies. You know, it's tended to make governors more powerful and the legislators make fewer changes to governors' budgets after term limits pass. So it strengthens the hand of the governor. But on the other hand, for both governors and lobbyists, they tend not to like it either because they don't have negotiating partners. They don't have people with expertise in the legislature that they can deal with. So if you're a lobbyist, rather than having your one buddy be the chairman for 20 years, you have to constantly be reintroducing yourself to new people who are going to tend not to trust you. So for people in the state government culture professionally, they tend not to like it, even the ones who tend to get more power as a result.
Another one, Alan, of course, is redistricting. What kind of impact have you seen there? How different have the districts been under commissions rather than being drawn under the legislature?
The intent of them is to make it less overtly partisan and have them not solely thinking about electing more Republicans or more Democrats or protecting more incumbents by giving them safe districts. And it does vary because the commissions are all different. Iowa's usually sort of heralded as the best one, and it's actually not an independent commission. It's run by legislative staff, but they're not allowed to know things, for instance, such as the home addresses of incumbents. So they draw districts not knowing even where the incumbents are going to be. And so they've come up with seemingly more districts that are competitive than most. Whereas in California, they have this very complex commission that was also set up by a ballot measure a few years ago. And it has seemed to make things less partisan. And again, it's just the natural geography. Most of the Democrats live along the coast in California, and more Republicans live inland. There have been a few more competitive elections in California. It used to be that you'd have an entire cycle and no incumbent would lose at the congressional level or the legislative level. And there are a few more competitive districts, but that's really more, they also changed, so they don't have partisan primaries. They have everybody on the same ballot. So sometimes you'll have two Democrats or two Republicans in one district, and then the incumbent might lose. Redistricting hasn't made it all that much more competitive. But, you know, you do have states where legislatures draw the districts and hardly any incumbents even get challenged. So incumbents do tend to win overwhelmingly, but it does seem like in states with commissions, there's a little more competition and a little more challenge to incumbents.